you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. It is Tuesday. Kim Whitley is here with us. Thank you for being here. Okay, let's hope that we're all feeling as happy as Khloe Kardashian's daughter, True. Watch this.
My daddy!
What?
Oh, my daddy!
Yeah!
Oh, it's a commercial now. He'll come back.
So sweet. Oh, I love that.
I knew that was cute.
I'd be screaming like that if my daddy was rich, too.
I'd be like, that's my daddy.
And then you make the millions, honey. All right. Can you believe Keeping Up with the Kardashians was never meant to happen the way that it did? Listen to what Khloe just told Kelly Clarkson.
When we did the show, I think we shot a pilot or something for Ryan and it didn't go anywhere. And then a show on E! Fell through. So they needed something to fill this dead airtime. And they were like, you're getting on the show, start filming. You're getting on the air like in 2 weeks. And we were like, okay, we were so excited asking what to expect. And they said, don't get too comfortable here. It's like just filler, just film and whatever.
Yeah.
And I actually really appreciate that because we're just thinking, oh, we're not going to have a season two. Let's just film. It's fun. Let's just be ourselves. This isn't going to go anywhere.
Wasn't going to go anywhere. 20 seasons later.
Huge.
Richest people I know. What do you guys think they would do if they... What would they be doing if they weren't these big, famous reality stars?
I think they would have figured it out.
Absolutely.
No matter what. Kim was already kind of, sort of... in the realm and in the bubble of trying to do it. And we all know, once you're in one casting office, once people realize what you want to do and you're willing to go that reality route, keep in mind, she was working for Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton, the way Ryan Seacrest and Kim met was that Kim went into audition for a Paris Hilton reality show. Mm-hmm. So she was already on Ryan Seacrest's mind.
Yeah.
So if it didn't happen with E!, I think that Ryan Seacrest would have circled back and said, wow, I have this family mm-hmm. who's connected to Bruce Jenner, who is also connected to O.J. Simpson, and they would have got a reality show somewhere else.
Listen, I think some of the lives would have been the same and some would have been different. Kim, I think, would have been famous. Keep Going with the Kardashians never happened, she still would be a huge, huge famous person on social media.
Yes.
I think that Kendall still would have modeled. Courtney, never. We would not even know Courtney. I don't think that Courtney ever wanted this. And so I think it all just happened to her because her family got into it and she thought, well, this makes sense. This makes money. She ended up being a very dynamic family member to have on the show, obviously. But I don't think that if this wouldn't have fallen into her lap the way that it kind of did, this would not have been the path she would have took at all.
I don't think so. I think they all would have been famous because of the momager. Chris was going to make sure her girls were taken care of, whatever path they had to go. They were going to be famous. I couldn't imagine a world without the Kardashians. For me, that's like without the royals.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And, you know, look, I don't think that the Kardashians made the genre of reality TV or family-style reality TVs possible because we all know the Osbournes came in 2002. Right. You had Jessica and Nick on the Newlyweds. Mm-hmm. So it was going that
Raising
way.
Whitley on.
Keeping Up with Whitley. But what I think the Kardashians did, what Kris Jenner did, was teach the world how to monetize that reality TV fame, yes, and monetize that social media power into something bigger. And now brands, everybody, yeah, is following that, mm-hmm, whole
that model,
thing.
Absolutely, yes, she did.
Every single one of them have their own ventures and other ways. And I don't think that other reality stars, yeah, capitalized, no, as much as Momager Kris has made this happen.
Absolutely.
They would, I mean, never be this wealthy.
No, I was going to say
keeping
that.
Up the Kardashians, but they would have been
famous
known in some way.
But think about other reality stars. Like, when you really start to break it down, think about, like, Lisa Rinna, who now has a lip kit line. Mm-hmm. You know, that idea came because Kylie sold that lip kit line to Cody, started it on Instagram.
What about Cardi B? Cardi B, would she really have gotten her music out? Would people really known her?
Without reality TV.
That's exactly,
know,
it.
Think about
but
the handling.
A lot
handling.
Of reality stars have tried to do music. And they've just... I'm not going to name any names, but you guys know some housewives and some
that
others that have just, you know, they've attempted it, but it's not actually happened. Cardi has authentic talent. Mm-hmm. I still think authentic talent when it comes to music is... important.
Very important.
But yes, Cardi's, the fact that she went
over. Have you ever been to a concert and the person turns on their mic? I don't think you need talent. I think you need a hook.
You need talent.
You need to sustain, you need talent.
To be able to stay in music, because the success rate of those that want to be in music and that actually make it is so...
You can be a one-hit wonder. You really can. But if you have that machine behind you...
It's the machine.
It's the machine
behind
you.
It's not about... you know, whether you have talent or not, because we know people who are famous just for being famous and having no talent, quote unquote. I'm just saying, in music, I have been to a concert where I'm like, please turn her mic off. She should not be singing. Let her sing over the track.
That's
and
true.
People dance around her. And it's like, oh my God, she's famous now. And we're going to keep her famous. It's because the machine is behind her. They know how to promote her. And they know how to use the smoke and mirrors.
But longevity, she will not, whoever, I don't think their
career. You have
career,
to have real talent for yeah, longevity.
Yeah, real talent's going to have to pop up somewhere. Justin,
some
it just
y'all
is.
Y'all going to be real surprised when someone comes out and says X, Y, and Z has been Milli Vanilli in y'all ass for 30 years.
First of all, the cup. You're throwing us off. You're blinding us.
And bragging about your cup.
What's
okay?
this cup?
As the king of Daily Pop, I just had to go ahead. As the J-Lo of Daily Pop, I just had to go and get this
Did
made.
Did you get that from?
Shout out Crystal Coated. Thank you so much.
Wait, what is that? And I want one.
I want one.
He just walks out here, you guys, with his like fancy cup, just rubbing it in Kim and I's faces.
Look, I got one.
If J-Lo can do it, so can I.
I have my Daily Pop.
Think okay, y'all generic sure. coffee.
Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are back at work with their new movie. And remember, Olivia's the director, which means she is Harry's boss. Wow. New relationship. How much pressure is on them now with her as the boss? Listen, all reports I'm reading are saying that she's handling it like a champ. She's keeping things extremely professional on set. But the dynamic between a new relationship and she's already older than him.
I was going to say, she's older than him.
And now she, I mean, and she's his boss. I mean, this is going to get messy. It just is. It's just the recipe for...
She's the boss at home. She's older than him. She's the older woman. When you date younger men, you're the boss. He's used to it. He likes it. That's why he went after an older woman.
Amen.
Hey,
I think
that's
that
what
he
happens.
Is into it. There's like a certain swagger you get when you're directing a film. You know what I mean? Like, she walks around there. She runs things. She's also an actress who understands what it means to be a hands-on, firm, but gentle director. And I think for him, he's really into that. I'm not worried about them on the movie set. I'm worried about them when the lights and the cameras go off and he's a 26-year-old and he's at home with two kids and she has her kids 24/7 because Jason Sudeikis is on set somewhere. Ooh. How is a 26-year-old going to pick up that life? That's when I would worry if I were her. Not saying that he won't rise to the occasion, but when you're 26, you're not thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be, you know, going to play dates and stuff.
Oh,
well, I'm probably just being
serious. I mean, you went deep in it. We were just talking about the directing and on the set.
No,
you took them all the way home.
But being on a movie set is like a camp. You know that, Kim.
Yes.
It's like being at adult camp. You're having a good time. You get three
fun.
Free meals a day.
Yes.
There's snacks. You get to flirt and hook up with people on the side. And then when the real war hits, you're like, oh, like, my boo has two kids and has to deal with co-parenting. And
the problem is, like...
I'm sure there's
finding
nannies.
That balance of being the woman, being the one that tells him what to do on set and, you know, has final approval of all of his decisions, and then going home, and then eventually the man, no matter what age, wants to feel like empowered in some way. You can't just completely dominate every aspect of their life. And I'm not saying she is. I don't know how she balances that.
I was going to say.
But if I were her, that would be like a headache for me. Because I would.
But she has to balance it. You're absolutely right. Women in power, you have to know how. When you come home, my father has always said, you leave that job at the door.
Ooh.
You leave that boss at the door. And you walk in as a wife and a mother.
Ooh. I'm sipping that, girl.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
Okay, all right. This is kind of hard to believe, you guys, but today marks 1 year since we lost Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and 7 others in a helicopter crash. Here's a look back at what Kobe meant to all those he loved.
I love having girls.
Yeah,
I love
you.
Yeah, they're awesome, man.
Kobe and Gianna naturally gravitated towards each other. They were funny, happy, silly, and they loved life.
When Kobe Bryant died, a piece of me died.
I couldn't see him as a celebrity, nor just an incredible basketball player. He was my sweet husband and the beautiful father of our children.
My little 11-year-old Gianna goes, well, Dad, you always tell us to go after our dreams, so man up.
In the words of Kobe Bryant, Mamba out, but in the words of us, not forgotten. Live on, brother.
I cannot believe it's been a year.
It just brought me back.
I know.
Kobe's wife, Vanessa, posted a beautiful letter that Gianna's friend sent to her. In the caption, she said it still doesn't seem real, and she'll never understand how this could have happened to such beautiful people.
Yeah. You know, I also saw she posted a few days ago, probably a week and a half ago, where she asked the media to please respect she and her family's emotions and not show any of the crash footage out of respect for her and her family. Yeah. And I want to reiterate that to my friends and colleagues in the business, you know, we have, we're reporting on things, and yes, we want to go ahead and give the full story, but I second her and I ask that you respect her wishes and not show that footage out of respect for her family and their emotions.
Absolutely. It just brings back that day. I get emotional. But that was the beginning of everything. The pandemic, that was the beginning of a horrible year. That was really the big, very first thing in the year that happened. And then it all just went to hell.
It went to hell in a handbasket.
It did. It did. So today is just a memory of them and just that whole, you know, what's been going on in the world. So,
yeah,
my heart goes out to all the people we've lost to COVID, you know, and to her family.
I'll step on that, too.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, up next, you guys, The Bachelor turns up the drama with 5 new women. What was that all about? And is one of them an escort? That's the question
money,
we have.
Girl.
Bachelor Nation's Ashley I is going to join us live to help us break it all down. Don't go anywhere.
Make your money, G.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rumors, makeout sessions, and an unwelcome surprise. Things got crazy on The Bachelor, and let's just say actual punches were thrown. Five new women.
I want to make up for lost time.
One Royal Rumble.
The trash took itself out.
Can you stop? Seriously?
No, I won't stop, Katie. I'll do whatever the I want.
Two group dates. And one big rumor.
She is entertaining men for money. There is a rumor because she knows all of the rich men in Chicago that Brittany may be an escort.
Oh, yeah. The Bachelor brought the drama once again last night.
And then the new girls came in. I was like,
don't come in here and tell me you deserve the one-on-one because you do not know. And don't tell me you get what it's like because you don't get it.
And Katie basically told Matt to step up.
It would probably be a good time to address some of the bullying that's kind of been happening in the house.
It's just a toxic environment.
I hear it, and that's something that I'll never stand for, and I'm going to address tomorrow.
And the fact that somebody in the house thinks that they're going to be able to bully their way to my heart, that's not how it works.
It's not how it works, but it kind of works sometimes. There's so much to get to here that we had to bring in an expert. She's been on The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, and even The Bachelor Winter Games. Ashley I is here. Welcome to Daily Pop. So good to see you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's just get right to it. 5 new women in the middle of the season for the most part. Is that fair? Like, what is going on? Is this for Matt, or do you think this was just to create drama?
This is definitely to create drama. This is one of those moments where Chris Harrison would love to say there are no rules, so it's not right or wrong. It's just happening. God. It's like part of the game. I love to say that this is like the Hunger Games of love, and you're like in the arena and you have no idea what's going to be thrown at you. And this group of OG women, they don't do a very good job of the twists and turns that are thrown at them.
No,
but they've only been in the house for like 3 weeks. It's not like they were in the house and they got to the final five and then somebody came through.
Yeah, but still connections are being made. But actually, you were there the week prior. Because part of me was wondering, like, maybe Matt just didn't seem like he was really into anyone.
Oh, that's a good
So did you get that feeling, like, not that Matt maybe just really hasn't been connecting with anyone, so that's why they brought some more women?
I don't think that's it. I definitely felt a very palpable connection between him and Rachel at my date.
Okay.
And then from what I've seen, he definitely is connecting with Bree and a couple of the other women. So I don't think that was it. I think it was truly for drama's sake. I actually don't even think that Matt liked the idea of 5 women coming. He's like, just totally straight-faced when Chris Harrison was saying what was about to happen. And then even when Brittany came in and kissed him, even though later in the episode he said that he liked that, his facial expression didn't scream, I like that. I think he was thinking about the other women back in the house that he had actually had, you know, connections with already.
So awkward.
And how that just seemed, that's so cool. But then once Michelle came out of the limo, I think he started warming up and thinking maybe this isn't the worst thing.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I mean, there is a rumor in the house that one of the girls is entertaining men for money. Do you think that this is true, or do you think that this is a tactic only to get the girl at the bottom of the rose ceremony?
I mean, I think this is absolutely awful. I love the way that Anna goes from, like, that girl looks familiar. Like, I recognize her. I think that people have been saying things to, like, the day later. Oh, yeah, she's entertaining men for money. She's an escort. Like, all of a sudden, she remembers the text that her friend sent or something. Okay. Or she's completely making this up or exaggerating.
It's Anna and Victoria together. They feed off each other. I feel like they have these conversations when the mic is not on that says, like, we need to really spice this up. This girl. They pump each other up, right? They're like a producer, bad combo.
I think a producer is like, you need to go and egg her on and get this conversation started. Do you think that's how it happens?
I think that Anna has been somebody who just feeds and gets high off drama since the very beginning, and she finally like kind of found her counterpart in Victoria.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then together it's just, ooh, they are mean.
I want to go back to you because you know Bachelor history better than anybody probably. Do you, when you have nuggets like that, do you keep the nuggets, or does it, I mean, has it ever paid off to, like, throw somebody under the bus like that? I feel like it rarely pays off.
It pays off.
I always feel like it makes the person who delivers the message look bad. Like, yeah, I think Anna looks bad.
But the thing is, you never give it. Somebody gave that to Anna. Like, you never deliver the message yourself. You tell the one person who's hot, heated, and frustrated the little bit of news, and then that person runs and tries to be Romeo.
What do you think, Ashley?
I don't know. I think in most cases, being the tattletale is never a good idea when it comes to like saying things to The Bachelor. But having a conversation with the girls in the house, like it can go either way. Yeah. I don't know. I think that in this case, it's like such a defamation point that it's not going to go over well, because the other girls are going to look in on this and be like, okay, you're kind of crossing the line right now. Yeah. I think we saw in their facial expressions. The girls can get behind collectively hating the new girls, but calling them escorts is another thing.
For
so
sure.
Bizarre. Ashley, thank you for hanging with us.
No, thank you for having me.
Love having you. Come back soon. Okay, be sure to check out Ashley's Girl Talk podcast, I Don't Get It. I love that name. Coming up, you guys, the star who pretended she was George Clooney to score a dinner reservation. And guess what? It worked, and he found out about it. Plus, Priyanka Chopra reveals her secret to dealing with all the hate she reads about her and Nick Jonas. That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Dakota Johnson is not afraid to drop names to get what she wants. Listen to what she confessed on the Drew Barrymore show.
Did you or did you not used to make reservations at restaurants under the name George Clooney as to get the best table?
No, it wasn't even to get the best table. It was just to get a reservation. But yeah, I did that.
And that you saw George Clooney and he was like,
yeah, yeah. Weirdly. I was like, I had not met him obviously. And he was like, I've heard about what you've done. I was like, oh my God.
Well, luckily she says that he was cool with it. So that's good. I've never dropped a name of a celebrity like that, but this is a very good idea.
Please.
Why have I not done that?
We all do that.
You have to, especially in Los Angeles and New York. You can't get in certain restaurants.
Yeah.
I use Vivica Fox's name all the time. Certain restaurant, I'm going to say it, Mr. Chow's, because she loves going to Mr. Chow's.
She loves Mr. Chow's.
So I would call. If I go with Vivica, I can get in. But if I call and I say, Kim Whitley, they're like, we'll see what we have. I say, I'm calling for Vivica Fox. She'd like a table for three. Oh, yes, Miss Fox. And I show up. I said, she's on her way. She'll be here any minute.
100%.
Okay, why have I never thought of this?
Always. You always do it.
Of course. This is the way to everything. And then what? They just don't show up. They're celebrities. They're flaky. You know how they are.
Yes.
100%. But you also call at the earlier shift. That way, when the hostess sits you, it's not the same hostess that you talk to.
Mm.
So there can be a little bit of confusion, but not really. Like, oh, maybe she put it on the wrong name or the wrong Kyle Richards.
Do you use Kyle a lot?
Yes! Because I also know that she uses Kyle Umansky for reservations and other things.
Yeah, everybody's going to be using it now.
Oh, it's her last name.
That's well, I know, but...
It's true. It's very difficult. Yeah, these restaurants are busy. They only let certain people in at certain times. I understand.
It's so funny.
But now with the mask, everybody can be Taye Diggs or Idris Elba. So I'm using that too starting on Friday.
The mask.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. And they take it off and as you're like eating your chicken wings. You're like, what?
No, you got to put it under.
I'm not what?
You got to throw it under.
Okay, Priyanka Chopra says she reads everything about her and Nick Jonas on the internet, but none of it bothers her. She reveals in Marie Claire's Spring 2021 issue, in the morning when I'm driving to work or I'm having my coffee, I'm flipping through Twitter, Instagram, the news, and when my name pops up, I'm like, all right, what are people saying? How are we feeling? I just don't react to it or let it affect my mental well-being. Wow.
Well, the first problem with that statement was, when I'm driving to work, I'm flipping through Twitter.
That was my first thought, too. I'm like... I'm assuming maybe somebody else is driving her.
Yeah, okay, let's go with that.
Maybe she has like a driver picking her up.
Yeah, we'll keep that safe when I'm riding to work.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. In a golf cart.
Yes. That's what Jesus said.
Can you really read a nasty comment about you or your spouse or your relationship and really not let it affect you at all?
I think anybody who's married to someone who was in a boy band or had that much success as a teen person, I think there is like an expectation that you are going to get a lot of hate because you have married someone's boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
The boy girl, like the boy band, like groupies, even though they're married with two kids.
They are serious.
They are serious. Ooh. They are serious. Yes. So I think she probably just got used to it by now, like Kevin's wife got used to it. Like, you know, what's Joe Jonas's?
Joe Jonas.
The wife. What's the wife's name? Come on, she was on Game of Thrones. That girl.
That girl, yes.
I'm sure they all have gotten used to it by now.
Yeah.
Now, if I'd have said Paris Hilton, you'd have been like,
Totally. That's her name, Paris Hilton.
All right. Well, up next, you guys, why Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas still talk several times a day? Plus, would you tattoo a love letter on your back? The celebrity who just did that.
That's Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner. Welcome back. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. We have 60 seconds and your Hollywood headline. Start the clock. Let's go. New opportunities are opening up for Amanda Gorman. The poet who became the breakout star of the inauguration has now been signed to IMG Models. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the agency will help Amanda with brand endorsements and editorial opportunities. So happy for her. All right. Demi Lovato is celebrating a new TV show. Demi will star in a comedy called Hungry for NBC. It'll be about friends who belong to a food issues group who help each other through life and love. Demi will also be an executive producer for the show. Now, Brooklyn Beckham. He is sharing his latest tattoo in this stunning photo of his back. You can see it's a love letter from his fiance, Nicola Peltz. It sits right under a pair of eyes that are also Nicola's. The photographer who took this picture also reposted it. Very sweet, but just, this is the fifth tattoo Brooklyn has that is some sort of dedication to his fiance. Is that too much, Justin? Good luck, bad luck. What are your feelings about this?
At least she knows the wedding's got to go through. Five tattoos. We have to walk down the aisle at this point. When I first read the headline, I was thinking like that Ben Affleck dragon on the back, Phoenix out of the water type of thing. But I kind of like this.
This is cute.
It's kind of cute.
This is very cute.
I mean, that is a true, true dedication. Like, you are with me forever if you're going to literally put my love letter and my eyeballs on your back.
Remember Mariah Carey's name on Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
I mean, that was huge. It was what, across his back or his chest?
It wasn't really thought out.
It was not...
It was not thought out.
Are any tattoos thought out? Most of them are, at least according to my husband, are not.
Are not. Now, that one is cute, the eyes and the love letter. But my love letter would say something else in there.
Because I would chicken scratch.
Oh, yeah, because think of it, got with another woman. Think about what you would say in the letter, because he really can't see the letter.
But the thing is, what I think is smart about that is he could pass this off for a poem that he read or something that his mother wrote. But I would have put my name in this month.
That's just, what
you
I
know,
was just
made
about
sure
to
people
say.
Knew it was for me.
Oh, I would have said that too. You love me forever. I love you.
And say
you,
my name.
Say my everything. Just people driven.
I just hope they stay together forever. That, you know, we're just going to root for that because.
Because
that tattoo's forever.
He has eyes on his back. Because now every woman, I see you.
All right. Well, to get to another Hollywood, well, they're technically off, but it sounds like Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas still have a lot of love for each other because even though they broke up earlier this month, a source tells Page Six they talk several times a day. I don't think this is a good idea. If you're really trying to break up with someone, I really think you have to cut off all communication. I don't think there's a thing of let's stay friends. No, not when you've been sleeping together for months. You just cannot be friends immediately. In time, yes, but you need that space right off the bat.
Absolutely not. I disagree. It's a pandemic. You don't know what's going to happen in life. You have got, if you're friends, you keep that friendship going. No one has the luxury of
it. No. How can you move on to someone else when you've got your ex blowing up your phone? You're like trying to tell your new guy, no, it's just Ben. It's no big deal. He just was calling to see how I'm doing today. I don't need you to be having like emotional connections with your ex still while I'm trying to date you. You can't move on if that's still lingering in the back of your head. You
know, maybe they're not moving on. Maybe it's the friendship. And I guess if you have someone, like I have some male friends that are my true friends.
Have you slept with them?
Mind your business. Okay.
Because if you've slept with them on multiple occasions and you guys were
not
like
just
moving
once,
in together.
Multiple, really? It's a difference?
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
We need you to answer that. No, we need you to answer that question.
Okay, right?
Have you slept with those friends?
If I had, go ahead and make your point.
Okay, if you had, then it takes time, especially if you had real feelings for each other, to get to the part where you're just friends and you're comfortable seeing each other with somebody else. Now, if it was, like I say, multiple times, because sometimes friends, they get drunk and have a one-night mm-hmm. thing and they realize, like, the next morning immediately, they're like, that was weird.
Okay.
We shouldn't have done that. Yeah, let's just stay friends.
Right.
Like, let's not cross the line ever again. You can have that agreement and stay friends. But if it's someone like Anna and Ben, where you are in a relationship, you guys were practically moving in together, and then you moved out, like, that's a serious relationship.
But maybe they're going to work their way back. They're friends, and it's so hard to find good friends. It really is. And if they're talking to each other that many times a day, there is a bond. You know, forget the sexual part of it. As human beings, we're going to agree to disagree.
I'm saying you don't have to hate the guy by any means, but if you want to move on with your life, you've got to cut it clean. Justin, weigh in.
Okay, we're waiting. Look, you're silly.
Look,
you don't.
I was waiting for y'all to start fighting. I was like, somebody, Gary, can we get the boxing gloves out here?
I don't believe this.
By the way, I literally thought I knew women, but the y'all get turned up on is just so, like, it just left field. There are things that happen on this show where I'm like, ooh, they're gonna go at it. And y'all just let it go.
Oh,
but
God.
A phone call to an ex is what gets y'all into an MMA ring.
Like, you cut it off. I'm like, hey, you never know it's a pandemic.
First of all,
if you're interested in keeping it going, you don't want to move on, that's a different story. But if you want to move on, you got to cut it off.
Okay. All right.
In my opinion.
All right.
I say it's a pandemic. You can't trust nobody. If you know your man's getting COVID tested, go back and get it again. Get it twice a week.
Do what you want to do if you don't want to move on. But
wait, sure you wear a mask in the bedroom.
Oh, my God. All right. After the break, Leah Remini is joining us live to talk family, famous friends, and her new game show. Stay with us.
Are y'all going to be okay?
We're fine. She's an actress, author, and now a game show host. Please welcome to Daily Pop, Leah Remini.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
We're fantastic. It's so good to see you. First things first, we just got to talk about your BFF J-Lo for just a second, because she had this huge performance at the inauguration. What did you think? The fashion, everything.
Well, her everything she knows, you know. beautiful. I've been talking about her a lot. It was an inspiration, as if she wasn't already. Aww. And I wrote her, I said, you're a girl from the Bronx. Like, what you did today was really inspiring, and it was just beautiful to watch. Just beautiful.
It was definitely an historical moment. And another historical moment that's going to come this year is the bachelorette party that you about to plan for Jennifer.
Oh, stop
it. So where are we going? What's up? We're going to Miami.
You know what? It's so funny, because I did an interview today, and she said, what's the one question that you wish people would not ask? And I was like, that.
Of course I'm trying to party.
No, you're trying to be the one with the scoop. Like, you think, you know what I mean? Like, so don't even try it.
All
don't
day.
Even.
She
All
knows.
Day.
She knows the game. This is her best friend.
I
this
love
isn't her
you.
First.
You know that I love you.
Oh, we see each other. I have
we
to
really
ask
do.
You, you're at home with a 16-year-old and your husband. Has everyone survived during the pandemic? Or is there someone who got kicked out the house like Big Brother?
No. I'm so blessed to be able to have a house with several rooms, because, like, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
But my daughter, on the other hand, she's 16. So, like, if I even go, like, she's in school all day. I don't see her. She's on the computer. I open the door just to see if she's alive, you know, crazy mom. And I get the face like, what? Like, bitch, what? Like, I get that.
You're like, I haven't seen you all day. Can I just say hi?
Literally. But it's like, you know, it brings me back to, like, you know, my younger days, when as soon as I get the face, my first instinct is to clip out my hair and take off my jewelry. Like, you want to go, bitch? You want to go?
I've got claws now, girl. I can scratch you.
All day. All day. There's a pair of Timberlands in every room just in case you got to strap them on.
I'm ready.
That's hilarious. But you know what?
I'm ready to just...
There's a lot of moms out there that can relate to that exact same feeling right
now. But what's so funny, my response is like... Like, total punk.
Oh, my God.
ass.
They've got us wrapped around their fingers. They know what to do, those kids.
And you know what? Listen, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, do the best that I can. And, you know, I'm still learning how to be a better parent. And, you know, I'm reading books. Thank God, you know, this has been a good time for me. As far as like, okay, there's days where I like do nothing but eat. Clearly, this dress had to be taken out a few times. But then I'm like, let me try to do something productive, you know, like read a damn book and evolve.
Oh, I don't know. So, or maybe like start a new game show.
Yeah, that sounds productive.
That's pretty
to
productive.
Us.
You're going to be hosting the game show People Puzzler. Tell me about the show. How was the experience?
Right, great shot of me, by the way, profile. men. So obviously it's the People Crossword Puzzle from People Magazine and Game Show Network teamed up to do, I know, and I was holding my boobs, by the way, I was bumping up and down. And I cry every time somebody wins. They've edited that out.
Aww.
But anyway, I love the connection with these contestants. It was my favorite time of my day. Like literally it was the favorite time of the day. Probably the second job I haven't complained on. Like there was just, I got in the car and I was just happy. We did six shows a day. I had to change, you know, the Spanx. It was like a whole thing. And I just was so happy. I was like shocked. I was like, why am I so? And it's just being able to, first of all, I didn't realize how much I needed connection with people. Mm. And so it was like, and every time somebody lost, I was like, I'm sorry. Oh my God. It was, you know, and I was like looking for things on set to give to people.
Aww.
I was like, you want a sanitizer? You want my mask? No, you can't have my mask. You want a pen? You want a pen?
Aww.
And every person, it was crazy. Every person was like, I had the best time today, Lee. Are you kidding me? Like meeting you, being here with people, laughing. And it was just, it just reminded me like how much connection with just normal people, it was so valuable to me. I'm not even trying to promote it like, oh, it's fun for everybody at home. It was good for me.
100%. You know, it's so funny. I have to ask you, did you know half the shit that you were asking on this show? Because sometimes I'm looking at the People Puzzler and I'm like, I don't think I know any of this stuff.
And you know what? Like I get texts from people like, oh, this is so easy. I'm like, you know what? Try that with cameras. You know, people standing there, complete silence on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You stop showing that damn clip because I.
You look gorgeous.
I don't know. If we could go back, I just want, like, there's just one moment where I'm like, okay. Anyway, but I don't care. I'm so over it. Like, the whole. So, but it isn't that easy under pressure, right? And so, even as I'm saying the clue with the letter, I'm literally like, I don't freaking know. I don't freaking know.
Yeah. That happens to us on this show all the time. Leah, thank you
so much. That's why I don't like quizzes and tests. And all. Okay.
Oh,
gotta go. Love you.
Sorry, we got to get to go into commercial, but we wish we had more time with you. But you're the best. And thank you so much.
Okay.
You guys can catch People Puzzler on the Game Show Network. We'll see you soon.
I'm going to call you to get your nail lady's number because I want to get my claws.
Sounds good. All right. Coming up, you guys, major news about Grey's Anatomy. Will it make people stop watching? We'll talk about it after the break. Leah Remini!
Yes!
You guys, thank you.
Welcome back to Day of the Pop. We just talked to Leah Remini. She is so awesome. And you talked to her on your podcast?
Yes, I have her on Just the Sip coming out tomorrow.
Oh,
it's an
good.
Hour long. She no holds bar. She does not hold back. It gets crazy. It gets funny. We laugh. We cry. There's so much going on.
I love her. All right. Well, let's move on to Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Fans of Grey's are going to have to be patient just a little bit longer. The ABC show is returning a week later than originally planned. Now, it's going to be back March 11th. Oh my gosh, that's so far away. Mm-hmm. That's another 45 days until we find out Meredith Grey's fate. Long hiatus. Some TV shows do this. I don't like it. It makes me sad. It makes me angry. But then I forgive them once it's back.
Yes.
100%.
It has to be a really good show.
But they
show.
Have to do that. They make you wait. And as long as you don't lose connection with the characters, I love it. And sometimes, but Grey's Anatomy, one of my favorite shows. I actually was on Grey's Anatomy and I died. It was my first death scene.
Oh my God. How'd you die? What was your medical?
Into the train where we had a big train accident.
No.
And I was in the room just talking on my cell phone, but nobody checked me because I had a big mouth. Honey, they came over. over. My friend was in the bed. They came over. I had fell out on the floor.
Cold blue on the phone.
Done. And they were trying to. I was like, hey, that hurts. Cut. So it's. I love the show. I have friends on the show. You know, Jim Pickens, one of my
it's
very
so good
friends.
Good.
It's so it's exciting. But I used to wait for shows like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, that was like the worst. PBS was the worst. Dramatic pause.
Yes.
And then it was always like, I remember the worst dramatic pause ever was when Matthew Crawley got in that wreck.
Yeah.
And then they cut, and then you had to wait a whole 6 months.
Like 6 months, not three, six. I would have it in my calendar or reminder.
Yeah.
Just like Grey's Anatomy, I'm going to be waiting on you.
We need these things, I think, because I still love that connection to the community. Mm-hmm. Like, just like with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, mm-hmm. like, people are tweeting and they're talking on Facebook and you're on time. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody's seen the same latest episode versus, like, when something like Bridgerton comes out.
It's a binge.
It's a binge. And then you're kind of like, well, can I talk about it? I don't want to give it away. It's like there's lack of community whenever there's binging because you don't want to spoil it for people, but yet you want to talk about it, and it's mm-hmm. like it's stressful.
It so is stressful.
It's not that bad, but we need to always have some shows that make us wait.
I agree.
A week, you know, and maybe 45 days sometimes, because that's what's fun.
And
that
the
excitement
anticipation.
To watch it.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, how do we feel about all sorts of things? We'll be right back from Daily Fun after this.
You're silly. You're just so silly.
I know.
Silly
I'm losing
today.
My mind. I'm losing my mind.
My name is Jennifer Lopez. I play the wedding planner. I love Matthew McConaughey.
Classic romantic comedy setup, too. Man saves woman, and there they are.
Oh, are you okay?
I think the message is kind of like, you know, don't settle for what you think life is supposed to be. You've been with somebody a long time, so you think to yourself, oh, the next logical step is to get married. And instead of going, you know, do I want to spend the rest of my life with this person? It's a huge step. I was married when I was younger, and I had, you know, I guess a medium-sized wedding. So I don't know what I would do if I got married again.
All right, that's been 20 years since The Wedding Planner came out.
Oh, wow. How big was your wedding?
We had 150. Yes.
How big was your wedding?
Really? Zero. I haven't been married yet. I've been engaged 7 times.
But not 7 times?
Yes, honey. I never make it to the altar.
Will your wedding be?
Yeah. Oh, 450 D's.
Oh, it's going to have to because people aren't going to believe it. But at this rate, it's going to be virtual.
Do you keep the rings?
I have. I've given a couple of them back.
The fact that you say a couple of them.
Okay, anyway, so but Jello and the wedding planner.
No, this is much more interesting, Kim.
So good.
A couple of them back.
I like it. You were a player back in the cut.
And look at J-Lo and she looks so good. She looks better now than she did in the wedding planner.
You know what's stronger than J-Lo's career? Your deflection skills.
Your deflection skills are good. All right, have you guys been getting lazy with your fashion recently? No worries. We're here to help with today's Tuesday trends. Our first trend, dramatic sleeves. Pull out your phone now. You can scan that QR code at the bottom of the screen so you can get the look. Kate Hudson, Olivia Culpo, Beverly Hills Housewife, Garcelle Bouvet have all been wearing these different versions. Try it or trash it.
I would try it. I love this look.
I like it too.
I like those sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Kate Hudson's.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
So beautiful.
But when you have shoulders like mine, you probably shouldn't wear a sleeve that big.
I think you can pull it off.
You think so?
Yeah. You might get signed by the NFL, but you can pull it off.
Boom! What? What? Already been there. Been signed. That was one of the rings.
Yes. All right. Well, that's all we got for today. Kim, that was really fun. Thank you for coming. Tomorrow, we are going to reveal who she gave the rings back to and whose she kept and why. She's
100%.
She's going to spill all the tea on that.
And by the way, let's stop thanking Kim for coming. She's going to be here for 6 weeks.
That's right.
She ain't got no choice.
That's true. All right, you guys, tomorrow, we're also going to talk to Wendy Williams, and she is spilling the tea about her nasty split from her ex. Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
I'm gonna get you back.
Yeah.